One of the things that has annoyed me since I was a child is other people telling me to smile. I'm not talking about the smile, say cheese for picture-taking purposes. That doesn't bother me because I understand the purpose for my smile is because a picture is being taken. It's those people who just randomly tell me to smile that have always gotten under my skin. And naturally, in this situation, when someone tells me to smile, I purposely use every muscle in my face to not smile. Before you refuse to smile, like I've been doing for the past several decades, take a look in the mirror. Since social distancing has pushed most business dealings online into Zoom rooms and other video conferencing platforms, I've been forced to stare at myself a lot. With this has come the realization of why I often receive the nudge from others to smile more. It wasn't until I was stuck in a perpetual state of Zoom rooms that I realized how intense my default game face appears. To someone who does not know me very well, I may even look pretty pissed off. Not only did COVID force us into Zoom rooms, it has also required us to wear a mask. At first, I thought this was fantastic. No more strangers telling me to smile anymore. But instead, the mask have had an opposite effect on my psyche. Not being able to show my smile when I want to and not being able to see another person's smile has been a tremendous handicap in how we communicate. Turns out it took a pandemic for me to really value the basic communication tool called the smile. The pitch challenge today? Just smile. Now you can be annoyed at me for telling you to smile if you want. But let me just say, if you just smile on your next virtual networking event or meeting, it will likely be a game changer for you. What I have discovered is that like the pre-pandemic Amy, there's a lot of intense, unhappy-looking people in virtual spaces. And if you just smile, you will stand out from the collage of boxed-up faces on a screen. What we must keep in mind as we network online is that all of our facial expressions are intensified and blown up to others. So a default expression of boredom at an in-person event may have gone unnoticed, but in a virtual event, it can be glaring. On multiple occasions, now that I've taught myself how to have a default pleasant smile on my face, I've actually had participants in meetings privately message me that they love my smile. This sounds a little creepy, I know, but it proves how much people are impacted by a simple smile, not even necessarily directed at them. In networking events, I've had people follow up with me afterwards to arrange one-on-one meetings because I look more approachable than others, all because of my smile. I thought all this smiling was going to look fake or be hard to maintain in the beginning, but the more I do it, the easier it becomes, and the easier it is to even look at myself. In a sea of Brady Bunch box-style networking events, something as simple as a smile can really make you stand out and let others know you want to do business and have relationships with them too.